pastoral staff, we don't have a children's Christmas concert per se this year. So for the next 15 minutes, I am the Christian education pastor. Once upon a space-time, which was actually quite a long time ago, on the far corner of the universe was a little star by the name of Stella. Now, Stella, for the most part, was a pretty good little star. But Stella had a problem. She was bored because she said, I have to do the same thing every day, every year, every century, for thousands of years. I've just been going around and around the same place. She used to sing a little chorus, said, Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how twinkle, twinkle, bored you are. Spinning like a hula hoop, always in your orbit loop, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how terribly, terribly bored you are. Now, Stella had a brother. His name was Stellar. He was a stellar star. And he seemed to be content, but Stella said to him, Stellar, don't you ever get tired of doing the same thing all the time? Wouldn't you like to have something exciting, something different happen? And he said, Stella, you should be happy to be a star, because there's a lot of people who would like to be a star, like a movie star, or a rock star, or a sports star. I know, said Stella, but I'm just a star, and I have a lot of questions, and I'm so curious about everything. Well, said Stellar, you should ask our father, because like all fathers, he knows almost everything about almost everything. And so Stella said, that's a good idea. So she said, Father, why is the sky black at night? He said, it's black because it's not white. Oh, she said, that's such a good answer. She said, and that little planet down at the corner of the universe, why is it blue and white? Well, said her father, it's blue because most of it is covered with water in oceans. Oh, said Stella, what's water? Well, father said, water is a liquid that makes you wet when you touch it or when it gets on you. Oh, said Stella, what's wet? Oh, her father said, wet is what you get when water gets on you. Oh, she said, father, you are so wise. And why is it white down there on that little planet called Earth? Oh, father said, that's because there's lots of clouds, especially over Surrey, British Columbia. And Stella said, yes, Dad, but what's a cloud? And their dad said, well, a cloud is like little drops of water that float in the air. And Stella said, yes, Dad, but what's air? And Dad said, like all fathers, go ask your mother. But just then, a comet came flying by the name of Rumor. He was a cousin to Haley. And Rumor said, I have some exciting news. Down on planet Earth, that little blue and white planet, there is a new king born. Oh, said Stella, how do you know that? Because you see, boys and girls, you can't believe everything that Rumor says. Because sometimes Rumor gets it all mixed up. He said, oh, I know, because I heard the angels say it. Oh, said Stella, what did they say? Rumor said, the angel said, unto you a king is born. Oh, and Rumor said, and angels don't lie. And then he sped off into space. Well, it was more than Stella could stand. She was so curious. She tugged and she tugged one, two, three, and then she gave a big push and she broke out of her orbit and she made a beeline for that little blue and white planet called Earth. Well, when she got pretty close, she saw some people crossing over a desert, and they were riding these strange-looking animals called camels, kind of a cross between a giraffe and a horse and a moose. But of course, Stella didn't know any of those at that time. But she said, those animals look kind of nasty. They look kind of mean because they spit and they bite and they make awful squawking noises when you put a heavy load on them. But they seem very good at crossing deserts. And they had people on them. And the people said, we are going to go to Jerusalem, because when Stella looked at the men, she noticed they were looking at her. And they said, we have seen a strange star, and it told us that there was a baby king born in Israel. And since Jerusalem's the capital, it must be in Jerusalem. Well, when they got to Jerusalem, they went in to see King Herod. And Stella sneaked a peek through the window of the palace, and she saw Herod. He didn't look like a very nice man to her. She didn't know that he would kill two of his own wives and several of his own children because they were more like than he was. He was so jealous of anybody that might take his place. But he said to the three men that came in, and wise men, that's what they called him, said, why are you here? And they said, we are here to see the new king. The new king, growled Herod. There is no new king. I am the king. Well, we saw this star, they said, and that, I think, means there might be a new king in Israel. Oh, the Herod said, bring the priests and the people who studied the Bible. Maybe they can tell us what the star means. And they opened the Bible, and they read from the prophet Micah. And it said, in Bethlehem, even though you're a little town, out of you will come one who will rule in Israel. Okay, said Herod, I want you to go and find the little brat, the little king. And I want you to come and tell me where he is so that I can kill him, worship him with you. So soon as Stella heard that the king was going to be born in Bethlehem, she made a beeline in a starlight moment. She was on her way to Bethlehem. And when she looked behind her, she noticed those wise men, they were following her too. Now, I don't know how she knew the house where Jesus was. Yes, it was a house. I know at the Christmas concert, the wise men always come into the barn, into the stable. That's because it's too hard to change the props. But the truth is that Jesus was already living in a house, and Stella knew which house it was. And she stopped right at the house, and the wise men, they came. And when Stella looked in the window, she saw Joseph. Oh, he looked like such a nice man. And there was Mary. She was just a teenager still, but she looked so sweet and loving. And there was the little baby boy. She had not seen very many babies, but she knew this was a special baby. And the wise men must have thought so too, because they brought in their gifts of gold, because he was going to be a king, and of incense, because he was also going to be a priest, and of myrrh, because he was going to have a difficult life of suffering. And they gave their gifts to baby Jesus. Stella had never been so happy in her whole eternal life. She was so delighted. There were goosebumps running around her circumferences. This was the best day of her whole life. But she knew she better get back home, because her mother would be missing her and maybe even turn her into the cosmic police as a missing star. So she headed back to where she was. But on her way home, she thought, I would like Jesus to be my king, because he's such a nice baby, and he's going to grow up and be such a nice man. If I was on the planet Earth, I would want Jesus to be my king, and I hope the people on the Earth will let him rule in their hearts. And so Stella got back into her place, but now she had a new song. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how twinkle, twinkle, glad you are. Because now you know the Christmas story. Now you give to God the glory. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how twinkle, twinkle, blessed you are. And that's the story of Stella the star. From Jerusalem to Bethlehem, it's about 8 kilometers. That takes you about 2 hours to walk, unless you're Pastor Wes. It only takes him 30 minutes, because he's a marathon runner. And if you want to support him, he's going to be running a marathon in a couple months, and he's going to use the money that he gets to help the persecuted church. So you support Pastor Wes in his marathon. And he's going to come out and close our time together.
If you want to come on up, and we're gonna sing a song in closing here this morning. But I want to encourage you, the Christmas message, of course, is a message of hope, and it's a message of joy. And there are a lot of people that don't have that joy or that hope during this time. Can I encourage you to look around you in your neighborhood, to look around you in your, wherever you are, in your school or wherever you are, and be quick to show kindness. Be quick to maybe you could buy a little gift. We have a little basket in the back there that we are encouraging people to bring non-perishable stuff to. We make little baskets up for people that need food and stuff. So if you can do that, we want to do that and hand it out. But if you know of someone in your community that just needs a little bit of encouragement or love during this Christmas season, take some time to do that. Give them a hug. Give them a little gift. Most importantly, give them the story of Jesus. If you want to use Stella as an example, that would be great. But let's spread the love of Jesus around. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the hope that we have because of Jesus. And I pray, God, that if there's anyone here this morning that doesn't have that hope, that joy, that comfort that Christmas brings, would you, Lord, just fill their life with peace. And God, help us all to understand the true message of Christmas. It's not about the gifts. It's not about Santa Claus. It's really not even about a star or the town of Bethlehem. It's about Jesus who came, who lived a life of, like each one of us, who died and was raised again so that we can have a relationship with you. And so, God, if there are those here that don't have that relationship with you, I pray that they would open up their lives, they would accept you in their life, committing themselves to you, and discover the true, true joy that Christmas can bring. Thank you, Father, for today. I pray blessing on everyone here. Continue to guide us. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you stand with me as we sing together?